Welcome to Ready, Steady, Go.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
It's myself, Alvaro Lucchese.
And Rory Moore.
And myself, Tracy Hamby, on the desk. So please forgive me if I make a couple of mistakes.
Not at all. A very pretty gremlin you made.
Two gremlins.
We are inaugural. This is the first Ready, Steady, Go. I've never been inaugural before, have you, Rory?
No, certainly not.
The first. There we are. So if we botch it up, then it can only get better. But if we're fantastic, then we set the bar. What can we say? Folks, you're very welcome. Today we're going to address subjects that were handed to me in a golden envelope yesterday by Paula Quigley on the lunchbox. And we're going to address those. Just topics, general chit-chat. If you've anything to add, do ring us on
042-939-5100.
Or text us on 087-0909-791. If you'd like to join in the discussion that we're going to, topics we want to chat about. So, Tracy, I was going to start off with a bit of music. What do you
reckon? Well, do you know what? Technical difficulties are already with me.
Okay.
Well, so, we want to keep the chat alive. Basically, we better tell the listeners what this is all about.
Well, this is, again, a sort of. Our names are picked out of this. And, Rory, this is your first time on mic.
It certainly is, yeah. Yeah.
Are you terribly excited?
Yes.
There's a great crack all together now. So, yes. So, we have been given 8 topics, questions, if you like, to discuss. We'll go with the first one, will we? I'll read it to you as it was given to me. Life is busy. There are demands and pressures that we put ourselves and in the nature of the day-to-day travails others put upon us. Would you say you are good at looking after yourself, and what do you do to give yourself a chance to reinvigorate your energy levels? What do you reckon, Rory?
Well, for me, certainly, it's having a good diet. How do you look after yourself with regard to everything else, emotionally and physically? Well, I love walking on the beach. I live in Clare Head, so
Why wouldn't
it's
you?
It's fantastic.
I mean, same shame not to.
Exactly. So I have a dog, so she needs to be exercised every day. So
excellent. And I have a dog too, myself. But she's tiny, so I just put her on my lap. It's grand. And well, tell me about your diet now. What do you avoid? It's not what you take, though. Tell me firstly what you avoid.
Well, I just try to avoid fatty food.
That's where the flavour is, then.
I agree. But, you know, eat in moderation, I would say.
I eat frequently.
Eat frequently.
Yeah. Eat frequently and small. Now, I'm saying this, and obviously, thank God, this is radio, because you can tell I'm very svelte, 12 and a half stone, luscious curly hair. Thank God it's radio. I cook a lot at home. And I know, and I have to say, I love healthy food. I do. I love pulses. I'm okay with grains, bread, and probably that's me bogey. But everybody has a bogey. Everybody has that one that trips you up. Do you have a tripper?
Egg and bacon sandwich.
That's okay.
Well, depends.
Grilled bacon, free-range egg, a good quality bread. Tracy,
yes.
How do you keep body and soul together?
Music.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Music is the soul food for me.
This is absolutely right.
Are we ready for a song?
Let's
on
go.
That note, with Mac Woodlink.
Very good.
Now that we're ready.
Very good segue.
We are. This actually was selected by your good self, and I loved it and recognised it immediately.
Oh, let me just give a wee bit of preview intro to that.
Go for it.
If one is feeling down, this is my go-to jolly. Now, having said that, I suggest a song and I would have a different artist doing it. But Tracy, you found, and I have heard it, and I say I'm converted. So
love
poor
it.
Mel Torme and George Shearing will have to wait a little while longer on the shelf until I play them again. But I'll settle for Ella. So do enjoy.
I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul is fire till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start right over.
Fantastic.
Not just beautiful.
Ella Fitzgerald. Now, Rory, that's jazz, right?
It certainly is, yeah.
Rory is a jazz fan, and we're just discussing outside, which we will touch on later on in the programme, exactly what jazz is and how broad that church is. Now, question number two, my fellow inaugural presenters. What is your favourite colour? Do you have a favourite colour?
I have loads.
If you could name one.
Oh, I had prepared one, didn't I?
Okay. So let's pretend we haven't.
Right, so and we I all, haven't heard it. We all
I'll
have
ask
a
you
colour.
Again, and I'll ask the bride. Tracy, what's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is turquoise.
I don't believe you.
Do you want to know what turquoise means?
I do, Tracy. Don't you, Rory?
I certainly do, yeah.
This colour represents, get this, open communication between the heart and the spoken word. Relates to electronic age and computers and communication on a large scale.
Well, there, you can't be better than that. No, Rory.
Very good. Well, my favourite colour is green.
How patriotic.
Yes, certainly is. And then the impending St. Patrick's Day, I suppose it's fairly relevant. Describing the colour green, light green colour is the colour of peace, or olive green.
Like an olive branch.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
And it's the colour of nature, and it symbolises growth, harmony, freshness and fertility. And no surprise, I love gardening. So there you go.
There you are now. Mine's purple.
Love purple.
Majesty. Power.
Majestic.
Majestic. Luxurious. Ooh. And power. There you are.
Is it not sensual as well? I think it is.
No, well, maybe a bit of sensual there. But also, it's the colour of juniperies. And I like gin. So I'm making the link there.
We have a colour, we have a song for each of the colours.
Excellent.
So how are we going to pick this song?
Well, let's go green first, shall we?
Well, we do green.
Go on.
Actually, and you know why? I'm very happy that you picked that. Because it's actually an Irish musician. Well, a band. And it's actually for Paddy's Day, because you mentioned Paddy Day. So here we go. Paint the Town Green.
So long since you've been, and the life you had in Dublin now we're nothing but a dream. To be right there in the moment, you'd give anything to be. It's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. Your friends are on the phone now, it's so close to Paddy's Day, and it kills you not to be there, but life got in the way. If I have to break the bank, spend every penny on your dreams, it's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. Just like gold, let's color the streets like our own. Let's make this place feel like our home. It's just you and me, it's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. Subway like it was the Lewis line. She's a Hudson through the lift you wear. We kiss for the first time. From the city into Dublin, yeah, wherever we may be. It's alright, cause tonight we're gonna paint the town green. Just like home, let's color the streets like our home. Let's make this place.
we lost our song.
I think he's gone to the pub for some
Anyway, you get the picture there. It's
did.
Script. Pink Town Green.
Now, tell me now, your semi-precious colour. I'd say it's precious, but we're known as semi-precious, as in turquoise.
Oh, yeah, there's
a song for that.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, well, we can play a snippet, can't we?
We can.
And it's Donovan. I was very surprised to find this. Jennifer, so we go with that.
Juniper. There you go.
Gin. Always goes back to gin.
Oh, gin tonight.
Your smile beams like sunlight on a girl's wing, and the leaves dance and play after you. Take my hand and hold it as you would a flower. Take care with my heart, oh darling, she's made of glass. Your eyes feel like silence resting on me. And the birds cease to sing when you rise. Ride easy, your fairy stallion you have mounted. Take care how you fly, my precious, you might fall down.
And then purple. I wonder what you'd play now for purple. Any guesses?
What could you play?
Could it be something real, from somebody regal, like a prince maybe?
Oh, funny you should say that.
Bye.
have to. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. And let me guide you.
Just
marvellous.
Absolutely now, beautiful.
Question three.
Yes.
Tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, Lord. It's a very loaded question,
isn't it? So thank God we have very little time between now and the hour, so we can get through them very quickly. Yeah, yeah. So we're time restrained.
Okay, I'll keep mine really brief.
Right, go.
So I'm a nurse during the week and I'm a DJ at the weekend.
That's groovy.
It's brief.
Yeah. And just either one ever sort of cross over? You find it.
Do you know what? Funny, there has between charity events. Yeah, okay. I found myself doing a charity event, and that was a fundraiser for oncology, and I work in oncology. So yes,
excellent. There we go, Rory.
I'm a primary school teacher in Dunleer. Previously a landscaper, gardener, and
where did you landscape? You were in London, didn't you?
I lived in London. I lived in London for 10 years. I studied horticulture in Term and Feckin, and went to London Town. And
so not many chances in a built-up urban metropolis like London. So whereabouts did you, you know,
Did you work with
Dermot? Trade.
Did you work with Dermot Gavin?
not quite. Not quite. No, we the company that I worked for, it was called coincidentally Plantation.
Nice.
Great name. Great name. And we did a lot of installations in, say, you know, like skyscrapers all around London, offices.
So green zones.
Yes, trying to
blocks.
Green the urban environment, you know. And there's a phenomenon called SBS, sick building syndrome, whereby, you know, we have all this sort of like man-made materials, like say carpets, that, you know, exude kind of, you know, compounds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, they say by installing the plants,
we'll neutralise that.
Neutralise the toxic.
Plants give oxygen, don't they?
Yeah. Exactly.
And they take carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide.
Take out carbon dioxide.
And we breathe out carbon dioxide.
There we are
and
now.
We need oxygen.
That's what a community radio is all about. Just full of information.
Useless information.
Full of information.
Alviro, you're next.
I'm half Italian. My mum's from the dog, was from the dog. My father's from Tuscany. I'm the product of immigration, London Irish and Scots Italian. I suppose that's really.
There's more to you than
that. We're very brief, thank God.
No, we have two
I'm
more
a
minutes.
Jobbing actor. That means I'm unemployed most of the time, but I am rather artistic. And my biggest regret in life is not being able to sing. That's my biggest regret, because I would have pursued musical theatre, which is one of my fun genres.
So this is an area of interest to me, because I always believe that anyone can sing. They just need a little bit of help. No, hold on, bear with me. Do you know what would be really good for you? To join a choir.
Yeah, but then I'd probably be thrown out. I went to singing lessons. I had professional singing lessons once. I have vocal control.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, and I would have studied that as well at my time doing performance and the history of theatre. But I went to Sheila McCarthy, lovely woman, and we just ended up laughing. Because in her 35 years of experience, she couldn't understand why I would want to or have to, or wouldn't, the necessity to change key, which I do, unbeknownst to myself. I call it a hidden talent. Other people call it a mistake. But that's, for me, that's my biggest regret, that I cannot sing at a professional level, or certainly an old level of people.
So, I have no voice, but I have a choral voice, and
there
it gives you discipline to sing within your level, so I'm a mezzo, and I have to stay within that, but I also have to tune in and tune out. So it's a very good.
Yeah, the mechanics of that were explained to me many times. And just so that's seriously.
He's still saying no. So we're going to go to the break, and we'll come back to you for more Ready, Steady, Go.